This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 24th of April. Well, Indian market snapped two-day winning streak on Friday and closed in the red, tracking weak global cues and winding up of six credit risk fixed income schemes from Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund, which sort of weighed on sentiment. Now, the assets under management or AUM of these six schemes constitute less than 1.4% of the Indian mutual fund industry's aggregate AUM as on March 31st, 2020. Now, the S&P BSE Sensex plunged more than 500 points towards the close, while the Nifty 50 broke below 9,200 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 535 points to close at 31,327, while the Nifty 50 closed 159 points lower at 9,154. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index was down 1.7%, while the small-cap index fell 1.4%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Sun Pharma, Cipla, RIL and Britannia Industries. Top Nifty losers include names like Bajaj Finserv, Z Entertainment, Bharti Infratel and Bajaj Finance. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the energy index was up 2.05%, followed by the healthcare index, which was 1.4%, and the capital goods index closed with gains of marginal 0.1%. Now, selling pressure was seen in the realty index that was down 4.1%, followed by the BSE finance index that was down 3.9%, and the banking fell 3.3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Shriram Transport, JSW Steel, Bharti Infratel, HCL Technologies and Tata Power. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Chemicals, Britannia Industries and Marico, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Power, Bajaj Finance, NALCO, LIC Housing Finance and JSW Steel. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, the first stock that we have on the list is Bharti Infratel. In fact, the share price fell 8% after the company declared its March quarter numbers after global brokerage firms such as Credit Suisse, Jefferies and Morgan Stanley initiated an underperformed rating on the stock. Now, Alembic Pharma was also in focus. In fact, the share price jumped over 8% after the company reported healthy growth in earnings for the March quarter. Now, the drug maker has reported an 81.4% year-on-year growth in Q4 profit at 225 crores on a revenue of 1,207 crores that grew by 30%. Now, Granules India was also in focus. The share price rose 4% after the company received US FDA approval for its drug. L&T was in focus. Now, share price gained more than 1% after the company said that L&T Construction had bagged the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor project contract. Britannia Industries was also in focus. In fact, it was one of the top gainers, in fact, for the long buildup. Now, the share price was up 3% after it announced an interim dividend of Rs. 35 per share for the financial year 2019-20. The board at a meeting on April 23rd declared an interim dividend at 3,500% or Rs. 35 per equity share. Mahindra CIE was also in focus. Now, the share fell almost 5% after the auto component maker reported an 86% decline in consolidated net profit, around about at 20.79 crores. Now, let's look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a hanging man formation on the weekly charts and a gravestone doji is visible on the daily charts. Now, the rally from the lows of 7511 appears to have unfolded in the form of a raising wedge, which is a bearish reversal formation. Now, close below 13 days exponential moving average placed at 9045 shall confirm a breakdown and the next target is placed at 8450. Now, positional traders can consider shorting the index below 9045 levels and look for bigger targets. Now, the strength in the index shall not be expected unless Nifty registers a strong close above 9,300 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. Now, on the monthly options front, maximum call OI is placed at 9,500 and then 10,000 strikes, while maximum put OI is placed at 9,000 followed by 8,000 strikes. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.